The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show featuring Gogo the Chimp.
Nothing like a chimp to liven up a radio show.
Easy there, Gogo. Gogo, no. No, Gogo, no. Now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. It's still Monday, according to my clock. I have the joy this hour of speaking with Kristen Wagoner. She's been on the program before. You may know her as the Senior Vice President of the U.S. Legal Division and Communications and General Counsel in Arizona and Georgia, and she's with the Alliance Defending Freedom. We are big fans of the Alliance Defending Freedom because we believe in religious liberty, because we're Americans, and we understand how central that is. And Kristen does all kinds of stuff. She oversees the U.S. Legal Division at ADF, and she's on the line right now. Kristen, welcome to the program.
Hello. It's nice to be with you.
Oh, it's great to have you. I want to talk to you about so many things, but let's start with the Southern Poverty Law Center. This is something that I feel like many years ago, when somebody brought up the Southern Poverty Law Center, I had a generally good feeling. I thought these are people who care about the poor, Southern Poverty Law Center. And then it seems something happened to them, and they became a wholly owned subsidiary of the left wing of the Democratic Party. What is your take on this organization? Because so many people, we hear about them in the news, and it's just getting worse and worse.
Well, I think it's an organization that's traded on the goodwill that they had from decades ago and the work that they did in combating racism. And they've traded that in to instead pursue direct mail marketing to foment hatred and turn racial fears into a weapon to basically bludgeon ideological opponents. They're aggressively anti-Christian, and they have flat out said their goal is to destroy groups that disagree with them.
Now, that's extraordinary when you say they're flat out anti-Christian, because I would have thought in their beginning they would have been Christian. In other words, the roots of the Southern Poverty Law Center a long time ago would have been within the Christian faith. What do you suppose happened?
Well, I don't know if that was actually true, Eric. I do think that it started out as well-meaning, but when you look back into the history of SPLC, there's no question that it, from the beginning, had the hallmarks of, you know, direct mail schemes. And I mean, how many nonprofit organizations do you know that have 120 million sitting in offshore accounts rather than being used
for
good purposes?
What did you say? I cannot believe you just said that. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
The Southern Poverty Law Center has 120 million sitting in offshore accounts. That's bizarre. I can't believe they have that much money.
That's what's been reported. They also, I think, have, it's been reported, about a $500 million endowment in addition to the offshore
accounts. Oh, my Lord. Okay. And so they have, of course, weaponized this and all the goodwill that both of us know that they once had to combat and pretty much everything I believe in, and I assume most of the stuff you believe in. It's a strange thing. So what is the new news on the Southern Poverty Law Center?
Well, there's actually an editorial in the Washington Post today. I haven't had a chance to look through all of it, but one of the pieces I've heard that is contained in it is that even Twitter now is backing off of using the SPLC. I mean, the problem with the insidious nature of what the SPLC does is that corporations are going along with their agenda, and they're marginalizing and trying to basically remove peace-loving organizations from the public square using this SPLC hate group list, which basically compares peace-loving organizations to violent racist groups like terrorist groups and the KKK and the Nazi Party.
I mean, I don't remember Jesse Jackson doing anything quite this bad, but it's the same concept, right? In other words, you come in, you seem friendly, you say you're going to work with corporations, but then you sort of shake them down if they don't play ball. You say that if you don't give money to us to help you do what we think needs doing, we will brand you as a racist company. We will picket you. That's effectively what the Southern Poverty Law Center is doing, except on a larger level.
Well, they're also fomenting violence. I mean, just to be clear on that, whether it's the attack against Representative Steve Scalise, the attack at the Family Research Council where we were sharing office space, the violence against Charles Murray, all of those were SPLC's rhetoric fomented that violence.
Now, we get that on our side, right? People say if an abortion doctor is killed, people will blame me or you or whoever they want to blame. How is it that we're directly linking to the SPLC? In other words, the Steve Scalise shooting, which took place obviously on the baseball field, what is it, over 2 years ago? I can't remember, but horrifying. I didn't know that the SPLC was in any way linked to that.
It was, and I think it's important to point out, especially conservatives believe very much, as do Christians, that actions that people take are a result of individual choice, and of course those who have perpetrated those crimes are responsible for those. But in each of those instances, those attackers said that they looked at the hate map that SPLC created or a press release that the SPLC sent out, comparing, you know, conservative ideas or people on their list to terrorist groups and the KKK, and that's what incited those attacks.
It's mind blowing, really, that we're at a point now where it's not just the SPLC, although they're one of the leaders in this, but this is what has replaced debate in America. If you don't like someone, you demonize them and you try to crush them by calling them names, and it's working, unfortunately, in many cases. But to call someone a racist or to say that they are homophobic or transphobic or whatever, it's an attempt to shut people down. And it sounds like the SPLC really has taken the lead on that.
Well, very much. I think the consequences of it can't really be overstated. If you think about it in terms of corporations that are using the SPLC's list to disenfranchise nonprofit organizations, organizations like ADF. I mean, we've won 9 Supreme Court decisions in the last 8 years. Only one of those decisions had anything to do with LGBT issues and religious freedom, and yet that's what supposedly landed us on this hate list. Amazon Smile has used the list. Twitter has used the list. Spotify has used this list to disenfranchise people from being able to participate in the public square.
Okay, so that's really the headline, which I ought to have led with, is that they, I guess, recently put ADF on this list.
They put us on the list in 2016, but it's gotten to a much more significant period right now where corporations have been picking up and using these lists. And I think what's bringing it to the forefront now is, thankfully, the moral rot that exists within the SPLC
right.
has been exposed.
Right.
You know, investigative journalists and charity watchdogs from the left and the right have discredited them and said they have no moral authority, they're engaging in gender discrimination, racial discrimination, and again, their financial practices are highly suspect.
Well, and not to say that the Dees, who is the head there, has recently been the subject of all kinds of sexual harassment allegations, racial discrimination, and some of the stuff you're talking about. So the chickens are coming home to roost, to coin a phrase. It's extraordinary stuff. We have to we're going to take a break. We're going to be back with you in a few minutes, Kristen, to continue this conversation. We were just in Anaheim the other day, and I was able to connect with somebody who's doing something so extraordinary. A young man, he and his wife have adopted some frozen embryos. They have implanted them in his wife's womb. They have raised them. They're raising these as children. It's an extraordinary story. So we're going to play that. The book is Frozen But Not Forgotten. And then we're going to come back and continue the conversation with Kristen Wagner. Kristen, thanks for being with us, and we'll be right back.
An experience like no other awaits you. Hello, this is Governor Mike Huckabee. I want to invite you to join me, Senator Rick Santorum, Dan Celia, as well as award-winning recording artist Al Denson, Brian White, Karen Williams, and many more on the Baltic Experience, August 9th through the 17th. We'll explore majestic Northern Europe, including Copenhagen, Estonia, St. Petersburg, Stockholm, and more. Everything is included, and I mean everything. Travel with other like-minded people as we enjoy the greatest trip together. The time on the ship will be filled with music, laughter, magic, fun, and relaxation. Off the ship, the adventure will be a remarkable journey to some of the most beautiful places in the Baltics, where we can explore and deepen our appreciation for the freedoms that we enjoy as Americans. To register or more information, go to thegreatesttrip.com. That's thegreatesttrip.com. We'll see you on the boat.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Important bulletin regarding the secret tech stock that everyone is suddenly talking about. The tech stock is set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. Donald Trump himself called what they're doing the eighth wonder of the world. And the company is collecting billions from the tech giants, including over $30 billion just from Apple, Nokia, and Microsoft. Yet here's the most intriguing part. This $3 stock trades under a secret name. Just go to OneStockRetirementNow.com to get the whole story.
Hey there, folks. We're at the NRB. I'm sitting here with the author of a book on a subject that I find very important and exciting. The book is titled Frozen But Not Forgotten, An Adoptive Dad's Step-by-Step Guide to Embryo Adoption. Nate Birt, B-I-R-T, welcome to the program.
Eric, thanks for having me.
Great. I'm so glad when you popped over here. This is a great thing about NRB. People just sort of pop up. And this is a subject. I've got a friend who has worked, he's a writer. He's done all kinds of stuff. And he and his wife adopted two embryos, implanted, gave birth to these lovely boys that I've met. Great. And I said, you need to write a book about this. This is insane. This is amazing. And he still hasn't done that. I hope he will. But you, young man, have. It's titled Frozen But Not Forgotten. So tell us your story. I mean, this is just extraordinary.
Absolutely. So my wife, Julie, and I have three biological sons. We've never faced infertility, but my wife's background is in medical research.
Okay, now hold on a second. You look like a teenager. How could you possibly have three biological sons?
I'm 33. I get that all the time.
You're 33?
I look like I'm in high school.
I think you need to put on some weight and grow a beard because nobody will believe you. You really do. You look wonderfully young. So you have three biological kids.
Yes.
Okay.
Ages 7 down to age 4.
Okay.
And so I approached my wife and said, look, I think we need to have a fourth. And my wife said, okay, but we're going to look into embryo adoption.
Now, where did she get that idea?
So she had heard about this from friends of ours. She worked doing research on endometriosis, which is a common infertility challenge for many women.
Yeah.
And so she felt called to do this. As Christians, we understand that life begins at conception. And in doing homework, we realized there are more than 1 million frozen embryos in the United States alone.
I mean, this is so crazy. I was talking to Nick Loeb. He's the director of Roe v. Wade. He was engaged to Sofia Vergara. And there's this battle over these embryos. It's just an amazing story that with the technology we have these new problems and these new blessings. Now, where do you and your wife live?
Sure. So we live in northeast Missouri in a little town called Mexico.
Ha! A little town. So you do live in Mexico.
That's exactly right.
But you came to this then through your wife. She brought this to your attention.
That's right. The first time my wife approached me, I can remember distinctly. I was...
Pull your microphone up just a little bit there. There you go.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Go ahead.
So we were in the basement. My wife said, this is what we're going to do. And so I proceeded to go into our bedroom where I think I was doing something random, like folding laundry, and just kind of pouted and said, I don't think I can ever do something like this. Having a child that's not related to me, I don't know how this would work. And over time, studying scripture, praying about it, it made sense for our family to pursue embryo adoption through Nightlight Christian Adoptions, which is the agency we worked with, has the oldest adoption program for embryos in the world.
You mean there are adoption programs for embryos?
Absolutely. And they're modeled.
And they have the world's tiniest orphanages, right?
Yeah, absolutely. These embryos are in frozen storage around the country. And we prefer not to use the term orphanages because it suggests they've been forgotten.
I was obviously being a jerk when I said that. But I mean, it's just an amazing thing. You have people who could help you find. And, you know, it's funny, too. We say embryos, right? But they're children.
They're babies.
In embryo form.
Absolutely.
Just as you once were. I never was. I skipped that stage. I'm very bright, and I was able to skip that stage.
High IQ.
I went right from zygote to, never mind. So, but seriously, it's an amazing thing. So your wife knew about this, and you just said that, you know, you prayed, and this is one of those cases where you can't, like, flip through scripture and there's some place in Malachi referring to frozen embryos. Like, right. No, it doesn't refer to that.
No. And I think to your point, you know, we recognize life begins at conception, but to your point earlier, technology has outstripped sort of our thinking about the morality and the spiritual implications
right.
of having these remaining embryos.
Right.
And there are many families who go through in vitro fertilization and have frozen embryos, and then the challenge becomes, do we destroy them? Do we donate them to research? Or do we place for adoption? And so that's where our placing family, we're so grateful they recognize the value of these babies.
Unbelievable. And so you wrote a book about it, obviously. Now, right now, you adopted this embryo, and when did your wife give birth? What's the timeline here?
You bet. So we spent about 2 years in the adoption process. My wife gave birth to our baby Phoebe, who's on the cover of the book, a year ago. And so she just celebrated her first birthday last weekend with a Raggedy Ann-themed party and a smash cake that she got all over her face and absolutely loved.
I got to say, I mean, if you ever wanted to know what an embryo looks like a little bit after it's an embryo, you know, you look at one of these pictures. I don't know if we can get this on the screen for those who have the ability to look at us on the camera. It's just, it brings it all home. This glorious child who will one day, by God's grace, be a beautiful young woman and even better, someday an old woman with grandchildren, was a frozen embryo.
Yes.
And you made a choice. And as a result, you have this glorious little baby.
It's such a blessing, Eric. And, you know, you think about all of these embryos that are waiting for someone to advocate on their behalf. They're looking for families. They're looking for people who aren't heroes, who I'm not anything special. My wife's nothing. She's a wonderful woman. I love her to death. But it takes people to step up and learn and to take action. And so whether you're going through frozen embryo adoption, domestic adoption, international adoption, these are all children made in God's image. And we all have a responsibility to that next generation.
Well, I guess one question that people would have initially, they'd say, well, okay, I get this, but why would I adopt an embryo when there are children that need to be adopted? In other words, I'm not sure that I understand that myself. How does that work?
Sure. So I would say that all options of adoption are very valid.
Yeah.
That no one is better than the other. But I would say that if you believe that God creates life at conception, then an embryo is a child just as a child who's already born. Now that, you know, some people argue, well, you shouldn't do embryo adoption because you're bringing them into a world of suffering. But if you also think it...
What other world do we have to bring them into, unfortunately?
Absolutely.
There's no plan B. This is it.
This
Sorry.
Is it.
Yeah.
And these are people who will grow up and, to your point, grow old, Lord willing, have children, be an impact on our economy, on our faith life. And so I think just looking at her eyes and thinking every day, and I see her and my son's playing with her and laughing and giggling, like, this is a baby who can impact the world for good. And so that's the opportunity that we have. And to your point, all children are valuable. But these are children that often get overlooked because, as you said earlier, they're in clinics, in frozen storage, and people either deliberately or accidentally forget and just don't have this internal wrestling. They don't know what to do.
It just doesn't seem possible. This is so amazing. The book is Frozen But Not Forgotten by Nate Birt, B-I-R-T. Now, did you say that when was this baby born? What's the name of this baby?
Phoebe was born on March 20th of 2018.
Okay, so that's right. So
she was frozen 10 years
ago. She was frozen 10 years?
10 years.
Okay, this is getting into science fiction.
It does sound like that.
She's like 11 years human and 1 year old.
It's interesting, isn't it?
It's unbelievable.
It's amazing what we can do.
Wow. She was frozen for 10 years. I mean, even the fact that I'm saying she was frozen for 10 years, what? Like, it's amazing.
It really is. And it's just one of those things that I'm grateful that the technology exists that allowed her to be safe. But I think if more people knew about this, perhaps we would have more people pursuing embryo adoption and less people perhaps pursuing in vitro fertilization or things like that.
Well, and you know, the thing about embryo adoption also, obviously, it enables you as parents to experience your own pregnancy. What a concept.
Absolutely. And that's why many couples, the majority of couples are not like my wife and I. My wife and I had no infertility challenges,
yeah.
But many who pursue embryo adoption successfully have been through IVF or have been through challenges like that. And this is a real opportunity and a blessing for their families.
And just to get really specific and scientific, how many cells are these embryos? In other words, how far along are they typically?
Usually, if I recall correctly, and I'm not a scientist, so don't quote me on this, but something like 4, 5, 6 days old. So it's at the very early stages of beginning to multiply into a number of cells.
So what are they called? Like, is that a blastocyst?
Yes, it is. I'm looking at my adoption agency.
It's a blastocyst? I remember when I was a blastocyst. I could barely speak, but...
You have an excellent memory.
Yeah, but I used crayons at that stage. But so you start out, I guess, as a zygote? Zygote, and then you're a blastocyst, and then you're a preteen, and then Bob's your uncle.
I feel like I should be taking notes here.
Life is over.
Science class.
It's just so amazing. So there's just a few cells, but the DNA is determined. It is a human being,
yes,
utterly unique in the history of the universe.
That's right.
And so I've got to ask you, have you and your wife thought about doing this again?
So I think we're done. When we adopted Phoebe, we actually adopted 3 embryos. And so one of the challenges of embryo adoption is that when you thaw an embryo after being in cryogenic storage, there's a chance that it won't survive.
Right.
And so 2 of Phoebe's siblings didn't survive.
But then it's in God's hands, right?
Absolutely.
You don't feel like, oh, we killed a child. No, no, no. You gave a child an opportunity to live, and God chose that one of them...
That is a soul that is now with God.
...would come to term.
Yes.
But it's in God's hands. And
right.
The point is, if you don't implant these embryos and try to bring them into the world, then you're playing God. And you're not playing God if you try to bring them into the world. You're trying to do what God wants us to do. With every human being. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back, folks. The book is Frozen But Not Forgotten. This is the Eric Metaxas Show.
Should have listened to my own mind. You know you can't hold me forever. I didn't sign up with you. I'm not a present for your friends to open.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says that U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McAleenan will become acting head of the Homeland Security Department. He will replace Kirstjen Nielsen. The U.S. has designated Iran's Revolutionary Guard a foreign terrorist organization. Administration officials have said the step will further isolate Iran and make clear that the U.S. will not tolerate Iran's continued support for rebel groups. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders leads the pack of 2020 Democratic presidential candidates in fundraising. Sanders has raised more than $18 million in the first fundraising quarter. U.S. measles cases are continuing to jump, and most of the reported illnesses are in children. Health officials say 465 measles cases were reported this year. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 114 points. This is SRN News.
Offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free when you text the word GAINS to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text GAINS to 797979. Text GAINS to 797979.
Restricting free speech is restricting truth. The far left has crossed a line, silencing conservatives across America. Shadow banning on Twitter and Facebook. Blocked ads on YouTube. Restricted searches on Google. Prager University. Why isn't it fully available everywhere? All of these are direct attacks on our First Amendment rights. It's time for conservative America to wake up. You have a choice. You can fight back with veteran-led PatriotMobile.com, America's only conservative cell phone company. Every phone call protects your constitutional rights. Every bill that you pay fights for your freedom. Get the same reliable nationwide coverage you already have and know that your hard-earned money is supporting conservative organizations like the Heritage Foundation, PragerU, and Alliance Defending Freedom. with plans starting as low as $25 a month. Why wait? Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Use the word Hugh or visit patriotmobile.com/Hugh to waive your activation fee. We will not be silent. Join me and thousands of Americans. Switch to Patriot Mobile today and let freedom ring.
There, folks, here's my taxes show. We just finished talking to our new friend Nate Burt. I love that guy. He is just a wonderful young man. He's written a book called Frozen But Not Forgotten. So exciting. Yeah. We're going to have him on again. At the beginning of the hour, we had on Kristen Wagner with the Alliance Defending Freedom.
Yes.
In a moment, we will bring her back to continue. We barely got started on that conversation with the Southern Poverty Law Center. They are villains, folks. It's very rare. It's one thing to disagree with somebody. It's another thing to see someone as a genuine villain, a powerful villain. Southern Poverty Law Center, ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom, as far as I'm concerned, are big heroes. So we'll have Kristen back in just a moment. We have some breaking news. That's why I'm interrupting the program here. Yeah, we really do. The breaking news, four things. First of all, mark your calendars, May 17th, I am getting a new wig. No. I always say that, but I always wear the same one.
Same old ratty
I'm
one.
Used to it. Yeah. I'm used to it. No, on May 17th, Friday, 6 p.m., mm-hmm. this program is going to be on TBN on TV. They're going to do a half-hour TV airing of the Eric Metaxas radio show.
Right.
So it's still going to be a radio show, but they're filming it and you're going to see it on TBN. This is going to be the national or for all I know, international premiere
yes.
of this show on television, and it's on TBN. Now you have to go online. You got to hit guide on your remote control and you have to find out where's TBN, because if you don't already listen to TBN or know TBN, you're not going to know where it is.
Right.
But Huckabee's on there. Mike Rowe is on there.
Right. And this is going to be weekly now. It's not just like a flash in the pan.
This is going to be every
Friday
week.
Night.
They're going to take, I would say, what they consider the best half hour of our week, you know, and we do so much during the week that they're going to have trouble, frankly, finding the best half hour, because we've got hours of great stuff. But anyway, that's May 17th, Friday at 6 p.m. I feel like I'm traveling or something. Like, I'm not even going to be able to watch it.
Oh, we should have a big premiere party, a big kickoff.
Yeah, we should.
We won't. Yeah.
But mark your calendars.
I'll bring the weenies.
That's big breaking news. They've got some cool stuff. They're doing some stuff online. You might want to follow them on Twitter or Facebook, because they're sending out some really cool promo stuff that they've made up. The other thing I want to say, I'm sorry. Here's one more thing. You need to sign up on YouTube to get the Eric Metaxas show. You can watch our videos on YouTube, but if you go to the Eric Metaxas show on YouTube and you subscribe to it, that helps us. It helps us remind you if there's exciting shows coming up or whatever it is. If you don't mind, when you watch this program on YouTube, because a lot of people have been following it on YouTube, please subscribe to the Eric Metaxas Show channel on YouTube. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I've already said sign up for the newsletter. You need to go to ericmetaxas.com. If you go to ericmetaxas.com, get Eric's latest thoughts. I say this every week. There is so much great stuff in the newsletter, and you just click on it, and it takes you to every show. You don't have to look for it on your phone. You don't have to say, what was that show we had or whatever? It's all there for you, okay? We do that on purpose. But other big news, tomorrow, and if not tomorrow, then Wednesday, we're going to have on this program, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
Yeah.
Milo Yiannopoulos.
Mm.
Yeah. He's coming back
in the studio. He's coming.
We're not going to wear those goofy headphones that we wore last time, because we're professionals now. And I want to ask him, I want to do a lot of follow-up, because last time when he was on here, he hadn't been in the media for a long time, and I talk too much. I'm asking him questions. I'm trying to figure stuff out. This time, I'm going to try to let him talk. I may fail, but I'm going to try to let Milo Yiannopoulos talk. Now, he's a controversial figure for good reasons, and that's part of the reason that I always want to question him on stuff, because I want to really find out, you know, what he's thinking. We also have Carly Fiorina.
Yes.
In person.
Yes, in person.
In person. That's a day after tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, oh my gosh. A couple days. Before the end of the week is out, you will see her.
Carly Fiorina.
Mm-hmm.
And also...
Oh, I like this next one.
I really don't believe this. We have the Second Lady of the United States of America,
dun, 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 dun.
Vice President Pence's wife, Karen Pence, is going to be on the program with their daughter, Charlotte Pence.
Yes.
And they're talking about their bunny. And do you know that bunny is one heartbeat away from being the first bunny?
Yes. That's true. That is very true.
Yeah. If the first bunny were to die,
the
second bunny would wear the crown.
Now, do we know how long bunnies live? That's
No.
But close. They're close.
If we had staff, we'd put them on that. But just think about it. The death of a bunny could change history.
Could.
You know? Anyway, okay. So, folks, that's the information I wanted to share. Milo Yiannopoulos, Karen Pence and Charlotte Pence, Carly Fiorina, and a lot of other stuff. I don't want to clutter up the time. I want to remind you, Friday, May 17th, 6 p.m., this show premieres on the TBN network. That's on TV.
Yeah,
Even though it's a radio show, they're going to air it. I don't know why you would air a radio show on TV, but somehow they're going to do it.
And it's pronounced debuts and not debuts.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Wow, man.
It's French, I think.
And I'm an English major. I thought I knew that. Okay, so that's it. Final comment. I want to also remind you that in a minute we're going to continue the conversation with the Alliance Defending Freedom's Kristen Wagner about the Southern Poverty Law Center. That is just, it's so dark. And I said, if I can get her on the program. So she'll be back in a minute and we'll have her for the rest of the hour. And in hour two today, we're speaking with another hero.
Stephen Beck.
What he is doing in Germany with... anyway, we're out of time. We're out of time.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Hey, Albin.
Hey, yeah.
Can I tell you about Relief Factor?
Oh, please do. Please.
No, I'm asking you, can I?
Oh, yeah, you may.
You mean I may?
You have permission.
But I tell you what.
What?
We've got somebody else who's going to talk about Relief Factor. Let's hear from her first. Her name is Sue. Here it is.
I have suffered with pain up and down my leg for 30 years, and it comes from working out. I was desperate, and I needed to find something that would help that pain. When I heard about the Quick Start program, I ordered it, and amazingly, it helped. I was pain-free.
Okay. Yeah. That's Sue, right?
Yeah.
Now, I was just with my relatives down in Atlanta for a wedding, and I was basically saying the same thing to them.
Wow.
I said, look, I advertise this thing on my program. It's called Relief Factor, okay? And some of them, they've got aches and pains. I said, trust me, the Quick Start Pack, $19.95, you get more than 3 weeks' worth. If you do it, you'll know in 3 weeks. Do it, please. I'm begging you. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
I remember feeling so desperate and so trapped. I was surrounded by family and friends that loved me. Any one of them would have listened to me, but I was so afraid of opening up to them, too embarrassed to talk about what was causing me so much pain. It felt like torture to be so close to people that would have loved to help me and yet too embarrassed to ask for help. And then a few weeks ago, I heard about Faithful Counseling here on the radio. Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who not only share my faith, but could actually help me. They want to give you a free week so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation by text or phone, even video conferencing, in the privacy of your own home. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you won't pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Have you ever seen a pest controller spraying chemicals in your home? It makes you wonder, if their chemicals are safe, then why do they suit up and wear respirators only to leave you to walk back in unprotected? G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, and I'm here to tell you there's a better way. In an age where we now have the choice to drive electric cars, you too can electronically rid your home or business of unwanted rodents and pests. The answer is Plug-In Pest Free. 100% chemical-free, plug-in pest-free is your safest bet for your family and pets. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest-Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code RADIO20 for 20% off plus free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. But I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Spring is in the air, and with over 15 million windows covered and over 30,000 five-star customer reviews, Blinds.com is America's number one choice to refresh your windows. Every order gets free samples, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to Blinds.com to transform your home. Now through April 8th for their huge savings event, plus an extra 5% with promo code PRAGER. Blinds.com, promo code PRAGER. Rules and restrictions apply.
Talking to Kristen Wagoner of the Alliance Defending Freedom. The folks at the Alliance Defending Freedom, as far as I'm concerned, are American heroes. And Kristen, you're right at the top of that list. The work you have done to protect religious liberty in America from a legal perspective is just spectacular. And we're now talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center, who have emerged clearly as villains, as fundamentally anti-American, even though, and this always goes, or I should say this often goes with the territory, even though they have purported to be precisely the opposite. They've raised millions and millions of dollars pretending to care about the poor, pretending to care about women and racial minorities. And now we're finding out that not only have they been doing all of these evil things by just trying to stifle debate, but they have been found out finally, even by some mainstream media organizations. They've been caught to be hypocrites. Tell us about what has happened more recently so that, you know, even The New Yorker magazine and other newspapers and The Wall Street Journal and so on and so forth have begun to see who they really are.
Sure. Well, for many, many years, different media outlets have reported on the corrupt nature of the SPLC. And I think it's the New Yorker or the Washington Post article that even details the, you know, when the Montgomery paper would try to expose the SPLC, the different ways that the SPLC would shut them down, the threats that they would make against the newspaper and the ways they would come against them. But for years, as I said, Politico many years ago came out with an article that exposed them, as has the Montgomery paper. But nothing has really seemed to stick until recently, where essentially a high-ranking lawyer wrote a letter and resigned, and some employees followed up with letters and basically exposed the fact that there was significant systemic gender and racial discrimination occurring, and that they knew they were part of a con. One former employee wrote in The New Yorker, he penned the article and said that they knew they were a part of a con, and that how disheartening it was to be a part of the organization and see the racial and gender disparities that were going on, the sexual harassment that everyone knew about, the abuses that stemmed from the top-down management, and that it's high time it be exposed.
Now, do you think that Rees and others are facing jail time? Are there any legal issues right now, or is this all happening in the media?
I think it's hard to say. They are supposed to be bringing in an investigator to look at what's going on. The problem is, of course, the SPLC picked one of their friends, a former chief of staff for Michelle Obama, to conduct this external review. So really, they picked someone as close to being inside as they could. And there have been a number of organizations that have called for an outside investigation. I believe that at least one senator has also called for an IRS investigation into the nonprofit nature and how they're amassing this enormous fortune, which seems to be more related to private inurement than spending the money on good.
Well, I mean, I guess it reminds me of Acorn from a few years ago. You sort of assume certain things, and then you find out that the players behind it are not who you think they are. What do you think we can do? Because the Southern Poverty Law Center really are, as we're describing them here, this is, if you're watching a movie, these are the villains. They are very powerful. They're very nasty. They're nefarious. What is it that we can do? Because this is something that affects all of us. If they're targeting good guys like the Alliance Defending Freedom, and then if we have insiders there, I mean, the senior attorney who is there, the highest ranking black woman at the SPLC, Meredith Horton, resigns, and other female staffers have signed letters protesting mistreatment, discrimination, all this kinds of stuff. It does seem like something is going to happen. It's happening already. But what do you suppose we might do?
I think first and foremost, spread the word. Whether it's writing to your newspaper when you're seeing these things come up, talking to your neighbors about them. It's amazing how many organizations and corporations have used the SPLC list.
Right.
We've even lost, for example, the nonprofit rating, price rating for Microsoft products. Just as one example, we've had insurers come and say, you're on this hate group list, we don't want to insure you anymore. So the price of this is massive, and it's really something that we need to take a stand on in the public square and say, this isn't right. We don't call people names. We believe in free speech. If SPLC wants to go out and criticize the work that we do to protect religious freedom, to protect free speech, let them do that. But let's have a debate on the merit of their ideas.
One thing that really concerns me, not just now, but always, is the role of corporations in America. Something has happened where it seems to me that corporations typically are cowardly. They're almost inviting bullying, and they seem to invite people and organizations like the SPLC to come in and tell them what to do. And it's like they're paying them, protection money. A mafia guy comes into your bar and you just go along with it. You don't take the slightest trouble to see, like, should I really do this? Is this immoral? And then they end up participating in the marginalization of great organizations like the ADF. I feel like I've seen this for decades now with U.S. corporations. They seem to have this baked-in liberal PC bent, and that anybody who threatens them along those lines, they just get right in line.
But I think it goes to show there are things we can do, and we become complicit in it when we're silent. Recently I've gone to different campuses, and ADF attorneys speak at law schools and undergraduate schools all the time. But in recent months, there have been protests, and those protests have been, well, you're a hate group. Well, alumni need to speak up and not allow the students who are seeking to exclude other ideas from the public square the power to do that.
Right.
And we see, I don't know if you're aware, Eric, of what's going on Yale's campus right now, where they're trying to disenfranchise religious students.
I am. When we come back, we're going to go to a break. Christian Wagner is my guest. Folks, when we come back, I want to talk about precisely that. This is very important, folks. Stick around and tell your friends.
Laying our hearts on the table, stumbling in. Sight and Sound Theaters invites you to a special event. Come to movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only.
Noah, I will cover the earth with a great flood.
A flood?
You must build an ark.
Come on board for one of the world's best-known voyages in this original stage production filmed in front of a live audience.
Lord, thank you. I couldn't have done any of this without you.
Noah, in movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only. For locations, visit noahevent.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Iran's Revolutionary Guard designated a foreign terrorist organization by President Trump. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says Iran's Revolutionary Guard is making its presence felt internationally.
The IRGC is problematic in Syria. They're influential in Lebanon with the Hezbollah. And, of course, I believe that if you track carefully, we're beginning to see not just Hezbollah, but IRGC influence in Venezuela.
The president says the move recognizes the reality that Iran is a state-sponsored supporter of terrorism. And U.S. Secret Service Director Randolph Tex Alice is expected to leave the Trump administration, it is being reported today. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 116 points. The NASDAQ is up 4. This is SRN News.
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
We got the kids, our house, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
What's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time. Life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. It's such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos?
It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer 4 quick questions at getethos.com and get a free instant quote. No pushy salespeople. And no medical exams required for policies covering under $1 million. You can apply online in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to getethos.com. That's ETHOS. Getethos.com. Getethos.com.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey there, folks. It's the Architect Show. I'm talking to Kristen Wagoner. She's with the Alliance Defending Freedom. They are heroes in the United States, just doing tremendous work pro bono. They need your help. I haven't mentioned that once. I hope if you don't know about them, you do now. And if you do know about them, you'll consider helping them out. Kristen, you're talking about Yale University now trying to demonize religious groups. The Yale Law School, I mean, none of this shocks me because they have been hyper left wing and pretending not to be ever since I was there, you know, in the early 80s. I mean, they have been off the reservation nuts, but now it's becoming more public. And I have said 10,000 times, don't ever give a dime to any of these universities. You have no idea the damage that they're doing. What else can we do?
Well, I think as we've talked about with the corporations, letting corporations know when you see organizations that you support in the crosshairs,
yes,
or you hear that they're using these lists to exclude, different organizations, like, for example, Amazon Smile. We are still excluded. We've been in the Amazon Smile program. When they got wind that the SPLC added us to the list, they've excluded us from the program. And having consumers stand up and say, that's not right, and we're not going to, you know, be a part of it, they need to hear from us. Being engaged in the community, in civic boards and community boards, in even being a shareholder in a corporation and showing up at these meetings and expressing your viewpoint, Those are all things that move the ball forward.
Does Walmart have anything similar to Amazon Smile if you shop on Walmart online? Because I don't know that they do.
Not that I'm aware of.
Right. Well, it's so interesting because, you know, as I was saying earlier, some of these huge corporations have tremendous power. And as you're saying, we need to speak up. So, folks, all I can do is speak at this microphone. But you have thousands of microphones out there. There are people that you talk to. This is unconscionable. It's un-American. It's fundamentally wrong. Wherever you stand politically, I hope you understand that certain things are wrong for everybody. And what we're hearing about right now, when you read the details of the Southern Poverty Law Center, of what they've been doing and of who their leadership is, you realize these are bad people. They don't just disagree with me ideologically. These are bad people. They're hypocrites, and they're harming the social fabric of this nation. So the very idea that they would demonize the Alliance Defending Freedom, it tells us everything we need to know. They really don't care about religious liberty. They only care about themselves and power, and it's horrifying. Kristen, what is there anything that ADF can do or that we can do for ADF?
Well, obviously, we would appreciate the prayers for our clients, and as we're in court and we're in legislatures advocating on these issues, our mission is to advocate for the rights of people to be able to peacefully and freely speak, live, and work according to their faith and their conscience. And there are all kinds of ways you can be involved in that. At our website, adflegal.org, you know, we have cases that are being litigated, and there are always things at the regulatory level, in government bodies, at the state level, the county level, ways where we can speak up, we can engage in our communities, and we can protect freedom.
Well, I love it. I love what you're doing and what ADF is doing. I hope my listeners will go to the ADF website, Alliance Defending Freedom. Folks, if we don't speak up and if we don't stand up, we will be to blame when the very things that we have cherished for generations go away. We have enemies of freedom in America. We need to understand it and do what we can. Kristen Wagner, so very grateful for all you do and for your precious time today. God bless you.
God bless you as well.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.